Please go ahead. The recordings have been started.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. Gisela or Glenn, would you help me please make a roll call to see who's on the call?
Yes, with pleasure, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Olga Cavalli, Jamie Wagner, Chuck Gomes. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, Glenn de Saint-Géry, Rob Hogarth, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Stefan van Gelder. And if I could just remind everyone, please just state their names when speaking. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, Ken, for the interesting email. I must confess that your emails put my English in a very high-top challenging situation, which I love. And I read it. Thank you, Jamie, also for your contribution. And my apologies for having no time for translation. But finally, the translation was made by Jamie. I really had a lot of things to do this week, and I found it difficult for translating it. But I thought it was a very interesting document, and I commend you for writing that. I would like Ken and Jamie perhaps talk about the email and summarize what you are proposing, Ken. I pass the mic to you, and so you maybe tell us what's your suggestion for next steps.
Okay, thank you, Olga. Well, the essence of the email was an attempt for me to sort of walk through my own thinking based on the discussions that we've had after the interaction with Jamie on the topic of urgency and how it might relate to this model. And so my goal was to walk through my own thinking logically and try to lead to a set of possible recommendations and conclusions. And maybe rather than try to walk back through the logic, maybe I could just start with my current thinking is, and of course it's not my team. I'm just trying to help. So after talking and conversing back and forth via email with Jamie, it just didn't seem to me, and this is just a hypothetical, I'm tossing this out to the group, that urgency is probably not a useful concept for us to introduce into this model, although it was very interesting to think about it. Maybe I'll just sort of stop there and see if there's consensus on that point of view.
Can I add some off of mine?
Absolutely.
Ken and I exchanged some emails, and in the end, I think Ken summarized it very well in this email that is in. Not to take longer. I agree with his suggestion that the team would be a waste of time to think much more. Or to try to introduce the urgency in our model.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Anybody else have any thoughts about that? And if not, we can put that one aside, and then I'll go to my second recommendation.
This is Olga. I think it's important to have urgency in mind. I personally think it's very difficult to use it as a dimension for different reasons, especially because the subjectivity of the issue for some members could be highly urgent and for some others different. So I find it difficult in having an objective measurement of urgency.
Yeah, that's essentially where I came out on it also, is that it would be very, very difficult for us to introduce it in a way that would have authenticity and would work. You know, it would just, I think it would just make things even more fuzzy than they already are.
Yeah.
And I owe that to Jamie's excellent article in which he really points out the subjective nature of the term and how it gets used by people. And then so you say, well, let's don't make it subjective, let's make it objective. But then you run into the problem of, well, how would we do that? I mean, especially in ICANN, you know, in a corporation, in a business, dates are set, dates usually mean something, but in a public world that we're in, dates are almost always self-imposed, and they're frequently missed, and there are no consequences. So it's going to be very difficult for us to turn that variable into something useful. And then there's the other point that I made, and I am, I'm sorry for this extra commentary, but the other point is that I actually think urgency, deadlines, and dates might be a proper output or outcome of GNSO Council's deliberations, meaning once they have a set of projects that are already prioritized on some dimension that we'll agree to, like value or importance, figuring out then what the date should be and what the urgency of these projects should be is probably a decision that the management of the council should make as a manager of the policy process. So rather than being an input, I was thinking of it as more of an output. Anyway, I'll stop there. Hearing no other comments, then does that mean that we're okay on that then? We'll just drop urgency at this point?
I think so, but it's Olga. It's me. This is what I think.
This is Chuck. I think I'm okay with dropping it in terms of a prioritization, you know, category or putting it on any sort of a chart or anything. But obviously, and I think you were just saying this, Ken, the council will have to decide in any given instance of evaluating a task whether the urgency warrants, expediting it, or vice versa.
What I think is that urgency, as it will be in the end, be considered when we consider value benefit. I mean, the way people think of urgency is in they value the possible loss of something. And this is the feeling of urgency that is the sense of urgency that appeals to when there is a deadline or when there is some possible event that will impact the value of something, then people consider this variable when, and I think it will be considered when the council rates projects on the basis of value, because this perceived sense of urgency relates indirectly to value through the sense of loss of that value.
That's an excellent lead-in to my second recommendation, which is that I think we should now also drop resources needed from the model and, in that process, simplify it to one dimension, which is exactly what Jamie was talking about, which is value, benefit, and I think he's right that urgency will factor in to the assessments of value and importance, and therefore it will already be accommodated without having to make it a separate variable. So my second recommendation then again would be to get rid of the four-quadrant model and drop to a single prioritization of value and benefit. And maybe we could extend the definition a little bit to incorporate the concept of criticality or urgency. I'll stop there.
Well, I don't know if you received another email, I think you didn't, that I sent. There is another rating model for tasks that is based on gravity, urgency, and tendency. It's the gut model, but it doesn't add much to our work, so I'm just mentioning it as a tool. What I would like to add is that I think the exercise of rating the resources needed it would be interesting to preserve this exercise to the council to do it, because I think it is although the rating of value and benefit is the most important one, and the one that should relate to priority at the end, I think the resources needed a rating is useful to make this to when there is a tight I mean two projects with the same value or almost the same, the exercise of resources needed is it would be useful to put one ahead of the other in our priority scales. So I would not drop your suggestion to drop completely the we can drop the four quadrant model, but I would not drop the rating exercise on resources needed.
Any other comments?
Hello.
Well, this is Chuck. I guess I made in an email response yesterday made a very brief response in that regard. What I said was I don't think we can strictly just focus on staff resources. Ultimately, we have to ask ourselves in the GNSO whether or not, the SGs and other community groups think they can provide resources to support a PDP, for example. And if there's the general consensus that at this time we can't do it, even if there are staff resources available, we might have to defer something. Now, that may be quite a different point than what Jamie's making.
Yeah, this is Ken. I do think it's a different point, but I think they are related in a way, and the way that I would connect them is this way. I have been recently thinking more about resources needed, again, as an outcome or an output of the council's management role than an input. When we think about resources needed, at least up till now in the model, what we've been doing really is a relative measure. It's not a measure of resources needed. It's an assessment of, compared to some mythical average, does this project need more resources than the average or less resources than the average? It isn't going to be helpful at all in terms of deciding how many resources are really needed to do any project. Now, once a prioritization of projects is done based on value, the council, just as Chuck said, one of the actions that it would take is it would say, okay, this is the highest priority project in terms of value and benefit to the community at large and to the GNSO. How many resources do we need on this? And then you go out and see if they're available, and if they are, you assign them. Then you go to the next one in priority list and do the same thing, or something similar to that. In other words, to me, resources is a management technique that one uses based on a priority, rather than an input that tells you whether it's a high priority or a low priority task that you want to take on. So that's how I see the two related, but I'll stop there. This is Ken.
I agree with that.
Well, I think resources needed is much is perceived difficulty and ahead. That's the real name of this axis, and so it can be helpful to. I think we they are not. I don't think the perceived difficulty and the value of a project, they are the more difficult thing is the the higher value it can, it is usually related, but not necessarily related. So I can figure something that is easier to do and has the same value or a higher value than another thing. So what I'm saying is that this exercise of perceived difficulty or resources needed could add some insight as to the relative priority of similar value projects.
This is Ken.
That's the only point.
This is Ken. Are you thinking then of rating that dimension, but not for the purposes of trying to put it against value in a model, but just as a tiebreaker?
Yes, that's it.
Well, wouldn't that happen? Wouldn't that happen kind of as a natural part of the process when the council considers available resources? It seems to me that that would be part of the of what would happen is if there were two projects that were closely rated, and you know, if resources are more available for one than the other, we would you know, probably hold off on one and do the other. So I'm not sure we're saying different things.
But still, Chuck, the council should be called to rate if there are the same perceived difficulty for everybody in the council, because this can be also differently rated for different persons. And I think the council should be, I agree that we should propose one dimension of value benefit first, and then, if necessary, a second tie-breaking exercise of perceived difficulty.
Now, so Jamie, this is Chuck again. So are you suggesting that if needed, we do a ranking of resources needed? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. First, the proposal would be first and as the main task, the value benefit ranking. I think the seven grade scale is okay. And then, if there are some many ties, as arose from our work, these ties occurred, then a second exercise of rating resources needed, or, as I'm stating now, perceived difficulty would be a second tiebreaker.
I'm Chuck again. I'm struggling with the process of ranking resources, and let me describe, hopefully describe where my concern is. So, if a particular project is being considered, and we need to rank resources, there are going to be four SGs and in a couple cases multiple constituencies and the ALAC and maybe others that need to consider, okay, do our groups have the resources necessary to support this? And then staff has to really totally independently of those groups decide, you know, where they're at. Are they spread too thin to take on a new project? It seems to me it's very hard to use a process to rank those. It comes down to more fairly straightforward questions that unfortunately are going to be somewhat subjective because, like Ken pointed out in his document, you know, we can always find new people. So does the do the registries think they can get some new people even though all their currently involved people are stretched too thin? Those kind of things are really hard to put a value on, and it's going to vary by group an awful lot. But I think it is something that we could talk about as a council and say, okay, you know, let's look at this. What about resources? It's kind of hard for me to rank it in terms of availability, but it's pretty easy to talk about. Yeah, the registries think they can come up with some people that would work on this. And staff says, yeah, we have someone we could assign to that, or we don't. But I'm not sure ranking them gets the answers to those questions, and those are really the questions that we need to answer.
But, Chuck, this is Jamie again. I'm just bringing the need to rate resources needed, and it's straightforward. If one project has the same value, that's hypothesize here, as a hypothesis. One project has the same value as another, and the project A needs few resources. I don't know anything about availability or not of these resources. One needs less resources than another one, and they have the same value, the same perceived value. To it would be natural to put, well, we can throw both of them together, okay, but it would be natural to say that the one that needs few resources can come out first. It will naturally do so, and it would be sensible to do so, and to give this priority to the one that consumes less resources, despite the fact that they are available or not.
I agree with that, by the way. And I guess maybe what I thought you were suggesting is that after we rate value, you know, that we rank or prioritize the value parameter, that we then, if we need to, rank all the projects,
yes,
in terms of resources needed. And what I just heard you say is if there are two that are kind of tied in terms of value and we have limited resources, then we just compare those two and in terms of resources needed and make a decision based on that. That I'm okay with.
Yeah, I would say that it's not needed to rate to rank all the projects in terms of resources needed.
Okay, all right. Then maybe we're on
it would be.
Yeah. I think maybe we're on the same page.
Breaker.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page.
This is Ken. So I just tried to capture that up on the notes page. So the step one would be to rate all projects 1 to 7 on value benefit, as we've already done and we understand. The second step, if needed, rank any otherwise tied projects on resources needed as a tiebreaker.
Yes, if needed.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And only were needed, not to rank all the projects relation to resources needed. Or I would like to add another thing, to perceive its difficulty as a consideration to change the... Yes. Okay, thank you.
I have to go back and look at our definition on X. I have it available. I think we did capture in our list of things, difficulty as part of that, but I'll
yes,
go back and double check that.
This is exactly what I was thinking, if we should revise the definitions of the variables that we're using.
Okay, I'll capture that as an action item for maybe in between our this time in our next meeting. Let's take another look at our definitions. So this is Ken again. Well, if we've reached an agreement that we should drop back to a single dimension, then what I have displayed up on the screen now is just for talking purposes. This would be our value benefit ratings that we did as a group, not counting the other dimension X now for the time being. And as you can see, we start with STI and we end with TRAV and GEO as tied for 14th and 15th position. One of the questions that this whole step six deals with, I think, is what does the council do now that it's got a prioritized ranking? And the reason we can ask that question now is because we're staring at one, right? Before, when we had four quadrants and we had little dots on top of a chart, it was almost impossible to think about which is the most important, which is the least important, because you have the quadrant two and three problem, and you know, so far, we didn't have anything in quadrant four. But now that we've simplified it to just a single list, the question I think that I would it's an interesting question next is, what would we do with this list? What would the council do, and what would this team recommend to the council to do?
Can I take a stab at that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Chuck again. Okay, so we're looking at that project, and I kind of talked a little bit about this on my brief email responses yesterday. But, okay, so we look at this. First of all, I don't think it means that we can't do everything, that we automatically eliminate those at the bottom. And I talked about that on the list yesterday. For example, if you take IRTB, you know, that's a requirement that we have to fulfill and that we're way behind in doing. So as long as we have some resources and it seems to be proceeding, we don't have to expedite it, but it would seem to me that it makes sense to keep working on that. And I'm just looking at the total picture. If you look at the GEO group, we know that, I think that's taking two bodies right now from the GNSO. And Olga, how much time are you having to spend on that?
Well, really, it's a group that is going very, very slow. It's nothing compared with our rhythm of work.
Yeah. It's not a big strain. Is that correct?
No, because we'd never find a time for having a conference call, and now maybe. For you to have an idea, we never had a conference call since Seoul. We just never managed to find the time, and not because I didn't respond to the doodles, but we may have a day to meet in person in Nairobi, I hope.
Yeah.
So it's that's the dynamics of this group. It's not always the same.
And there's another factor that comes into play with one like that. That's a community-wide group, not a GNSO group.
Exactly.
And so there are some PR issues. We want to be cooperative and work with others. And so I don't think we would eliminate that one based on factors like that. And all of these, there are a variety of different factors that come into play. But pursuing it a little bit further now, we have a new project. Okay? We have a PDP that was just initiated, or the charter is being drafted right now, for vertical integration. Now, we have to ask as a council, okay, do we have enough resources to do this, and will it impact these other projects? So one of the questions we might ask, okay, where would we fit the vertical integration PDP into this ranking right here? Now, I guess the next question comes up, and I don't have an answer on this, is do we then, how do we fit it in there? Do we just ask people to, fit it relative to what's there right now. That's kind of what I'm thinking initially, but I haven't given it a lot of thought. Because how do you independently assign values to a new project without going through the whole exercise, including all of them? Now, I do agree, Ken, that you know, maybe quarterly or semi-annually or something, we probably should go through the whole ranking exercise. And then in between, we would just kind of look at these and say, okay, well, where would people fit this relative to this ranking? And notice that we have groups, and I think that's okay. We have the one group, we have the five group, we have the 10 group, and then we have the ones at the bottom. So which of those groups do we think this would fit in? And we could ask the various stakeholder groups and other council members to evaluate that and where they would put them. And this really only needs to be done if we think we're at a resource limit. If we think we can go ahead and do this PDP, and there's plenty of staff resources, and there's plenty of community resources, and it's not overly difficult or complex, that you know, maybe it's not even realistic to produce a reasonable outcome, then we may be able to just go ahead and approve the project. But this gives us a view, and sorry to be so long-winded, this gives us what we have in front of us right now in Adobe. It gives us the view that we can kind of at least rationalize and consider various factors to make a decision. Now, did that make sense at all?
This is Jamie. I think there is a common saying that says that there is no lack of resources and no lack of time. What exists is lack of priority. So the outcome of this exercise, once it's done by the council, is to give an orientation to everybody, a political orientation, how the council as a whole envisages the work and how it should proceed. Despite if something is of high value and the teams that are responsible for it are not finding time, they should find time. And if there are no resources for something that is ranked and high value, the resources should be found to do that work. I think the outcome of this exercise is not only to serve as a decision making managerial one, but also it's more political in the sense of its high of a higher rank.
Yeah, but Jamie, on this, let's use the vertical integration PDP as an example, and you and I are probably on the same side of that issue based on our votes last week. But we have pretty much a split in the two, you know, with regard to whether or not that's going to be considered a high priority or not in the council. So it's probably going to come out in the middle somewhere. Now, a specific step as we're thinking about this is the, in terms of ranking, we could ask every member of the council to assign, with this chart in front of us of the established rankings, to assign a numerical value from 1 to 15 for the vertical integration PDP. And then we could average that to come up with a composite ranking that we place. Now, whether that's useful or not, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
This is Ken. For the moment, first of all, Chuck, you answered the question that I had proposed, which is, what would you do with this ranking now that you're looking at it?
And you answered it. And then we got on to what would happen if we had a new project, which I think is an extremely useful discussion. But before we get there, I just want to make a comment that I wrote in my last paper and say it again out loud. To me, the purpose of a prioritization is to decide what to do and what not to do, right? The reason we might prioritize tasks that we have just as individuals is because we don't have the time or the resource or the ability or whatever to take them all, and so we prioritize them for the purpose of doing this and not that. Now, I would just, I'm begging the question here, is that if we end up with we spend some time and we develop a prioritization like the one on the screen, and the net result is nothing ever stops, nothing is ever postponed, resources are never moved from one place to another, we just always go get more, or existing people just double and triple and quadruple up, then I would wonder if the exercise has any value.
Well, let me give you an example where it might have value, and I understand your point. And by the way, if we keep finding the resources to do it, then maybe that's okay? In other words, we keep growing.
No,
I'm not sure that's a bad result.
It is okay. Don't get me wrong. I think it is. That's what we've been doing. I'm wondering, though, whether then the prioritization exercise has any value. In other words, because let's assume we didn't prioritize the projects, and vertical integration comes up. What do? We ask if there are resources available, and then we staff it, and it goes on, right? It doesn't need to be fixated or placed in a relative rank order in order for it to be started. The reason we might create the rank order is because it won't fit in. We don't have the resources. There is a constraint on capacity, and we therefore have to make tough prioritization calls, and that's why our ranking helps us. But that's where I'm at. I'm trying to tease out whether this is actually even worth doing.
Well, and here's the example I was going to give. So let's say we have a new project that, and it really needs to happen when the council is deciding whether to initiate the project or not. Okay. So we go through the exercises I described it. Okay, and this project comes out, it somewhere in the middle, say. Maybe it's a 7 or something like that, and so it's kind of in the middle of priority across the council. Now, we also decide, and this goes back to step number 2 that you've got up there, that there is it's going to be a very difficult project. It's not totally clear that it'll result in any significant value add. I think then we start saying, well, it's not a super high priority. The chances of it producing something useful is low, and it's very difficult. It's going to be resource intensive. I tend to think then that it causes me to, want to delay or not consider that project. Now, could that all be done without this in front of us? Maybe. I don't know.
Thank you. This is Ken. Thanks, Chuck. That's exactly, I think, the question is do we need the prioritization in order to make the managerial call? And if we don't, then maybe it's not time to do this exercise. But if we do it, this goes right back. It's like, what's the benefit of this process? We've spent weeks and weeks and weeks tugging at it, and I kind of wish we'd asked this question up front, but maybe we weren't prepared to answer it until now. Is really, what is the prioritization by us, and what do we do with it? What does the management of the council do with it? Because you look at the bottom, for me, since I don't really know these projects very well, I would say, fine, if we're resource constrained, cut the last two. That's what the prioritization was intended to do. It was to create a rank order. We have a rank order. The bottom two were cut or postponed or stopped, and we devote those resources somewhere else. But the answer comes back, well, we can't do that, and this is it. And so in the end, it's like, well, then what did we just spend all that time doing, and how is it valuable?
This is Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to in the end, Ken, I think you are right. And if prioritization exercise doesn't, it will in the end serve to point out what should not be done. But I don't think this can be stated as that. Now in another sense of politically, it's not it doesn't seem well to I think the council will never say that the travel project, for instance, should not be taken, but it will serve as every decision, every managerial decision that should be in accordance with the priority list that is done by the council as a whole. So, if not, this should there is a disrespect to the prioritization list, and then it would I would agree with you. What's the point of doing that? But if there is a list of priorities set by the council, every manager, from the chairman of the GNSO to the staff and also to the chairs of the working groups, should take this into account when deciding where to put resources, where to put time and effort. And so, but the end result of that is that the projects that are less rated less, they will remain. The priority is what comes first, and things that are left for after, they can be left for never. It's a kind of a political way of doing things.
This is Ken. I just want to, along the same lines of the sort of political consequences or factors that might attend to a list like this, I wonder if, because you said earlier, and I think you're right, you know, if you have a prioritization list, then everybody, from the chairman all the way down, should respond in kind to that prioritization. But I'm also wondering if there's a downside to that. So the people who are working on GEO and travel and maybe IRDB or some of the ones down at the bottom, how do they feel about the work on a project that the GNSO considers bottom ranked? Does it have? Have we now created a problem which we didn't have before by telling people, in essence, the work they're doing isn't important, or
yes,
isn't it high priority? I'll stop there. Okay, sure,
yeah.
Olga.
So, Olga. Somehow you're right, but I, in reality, this wouldn't happen because the lower in the list doesn't mean that they are not important, but they are having less attention in relation with resources, or not with value exactly for the GNSO, but it's not a high priority. I don't think that nobody will complain when their projects are down in the list. I think that the problem that we may have is for those that are top of the list and how to manage two or three projects that for different stakeholder groups have a completely different priority. And this is where I find the usefulness of this tool, to handle those different visions of urgency somehow, if you want to see it like that.
So one of the questions that comes up here is that, okay, should we really, first of all, be focusing on what questions should be answered when a new project is considered? And we've talked about a lot of those. Okay, and we've captured some of them in our work so far. We probably mentioned some new ones today. And provide a map, a process for the council to use when a new project is considered, whether it be a PDP or something else. And then those questions help guide the decision that's made, whether to pursue it now, whether to delay it, whether to consider whether it's needed to adjust other priorities as a result of this, et cetera. And we have this tool of a method of prioritization if it's needed. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out.
This is Olga. Somehow you're right, Chuck, but I think that we should use the tool like on a permanent basis, not spending that much time, but as a reference. Because sometimes the same project may have a different urgency or view or feeling from different stakeholder groups, and so I think it helps the dynamics of the GNSO having so many things to do and using our time in an efficient way. So I would say that we have it as a basis for general reference.
I'm okay with that as long as we're clear up front that we don't say that the tool's a magic bullet that will solve our prioritization issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally, and I agree.
Yeah.
It's a reference. It's a reference to order or to start the discussion.
And what about my suggested approach of considering a new project by, if we're going to use this tool, of having every counselor, you know, rank the new project in a score from 1 to however many projects we have on the table right now, using this tool and then taking the average as just a point of reference.
That's fine. That sounds okay.
So we would, this is Jamie and Chuck. Are you suggesting for us to abandon these 7 range and to turn to a 15 or 16 range in the number of projects we have?
No, I'm agreeing. I'm saying I'm okay with what Olga suggested, that we use the tool the way we've done it, using the 1 to 7 rankings, okay? And we would redo that, whatever periodic rate we want to do it, every 6 months, every quarter, whatever. We can decide on that, what we think is best. But all I'm saying, Jamie, is, okay, so now we've done this exercise. We have a new project, you know, a new PDP, the vertical integration is an example. So now we go through a little brief exercise asking all counselors to assign a rank of from 1 to 15. I think that's how many projects. It's whatever number of projects you have at a given time, right? And they can refer to this ranking that's already been done, and just assign a ranking. We take the average of that just for a point of reference and say, okay, overall across the council, this came out to a 7.
This is Ken. May I react to that?
Yes, please.
I would suggest a different approach. I think that ranking is always going to be troublesome. We discussed that early in our team. You know, if you ask – you know, even if I have to just place that between the 1 and the 15th one, another way to think about this is, all right, everybody on the council, and we haven't discussed the methodology yet as to whether it's individual or in groups, but let's assume for the moment that the council has already gone through an exercise using the 1 to 7 scale, and they've already created this group that we're looking at right on the chart, right? Let's assume that was done by the council in 4 or 5 small groups using Delphi approach, and this is the collective priority that has resulted. Now, they've all been through it, and let's say that this gets repeated formally as a complete list once a quarter. So within the last 3 months, then everybody's been through that exercise. So I already know in my own mind what I did with STI in a group, and I know why it got there and so forth and so on. So here comes vertical integration. I take the 7-point scale. I form the small groups, and I say, okay, guys, we need to group-wise, we need to slot this particular project, 1 to 7, and we need to get a Delphi score from three groups, and then we'll average or take the median of those just like we did, right? And then it'll just get slotted with a number, 4.5, 3, 6, 7, 1, and then it'll automatically take its place in the ranking.
This is Jamie. I am more sympathetic to Kent's suggestion because Chuck's proposition would amount to give to the new project a different scale than to the other projects that were rated together. So I think the way that Kent is suggesting would be more equal to would not treat a new project in an equal basis.
I'm like I said, I'm okay with that.
Okay, I'll try to write that up for our documentation record. All right, so we've discussed several things today. We have made some big decisions, I think, if I might try to summarize. I see that it's coming across to 1 o'clock. We have decided not to introduce urgency in a separate model variable way, but maybe to incorporate that into a revised definition of why. So I'll try to take our why definition, just that one alone, and I'll try to wordsmith that.
I think Ken, sorry, but I think that Olga suggested that a revision of the definitions would be in our next agenda.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not understanding. Would you you prefer that I don't attempt to revise it in an email and let you guys look at it?
Oh yeah.
No. Yes, you can suggest, but we could. We would do that. You should prepare. Would be a first item in our next meeting to once you I think we could suggest in the list the definitions, but to come to a final decision and approval in our next meeting. The discussion should roll on the list.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to say. If I didn't say it properly, I apologize. So what I will do between now and the next session is to sort of document what we have discussed today. And just to confirm that we've dropped the urgency, we are dropping resources needed from the model, but it will be now considered as an as-needed step, and I'll try to document that. We will take another look at the why definition. I'll give some thoughts on that, put it on the list for you guys to talk about in between, and then we'll make that an agenda item next time. With respect to the adding a new project, we just went through some discussion there. I'll try to put some thoughts around how that might be structured. And I think that I don't think that answers all the questions, because we have to come back, I think maybe next time, and talk now about the methodology again, all right, and how we're going to go through it. Are we going to recommend groups, and how will the groups be structured? So I'll try to pull out the questions that we haven't addressed and try to format those for our next discussion. But we certainly made some momentous decisions today.
Okay.
This is Jamie. Can I add something? I think we also raised and you raised the question that we should answer, which is the real outcome of a priority list like that. What will it serve for? Which will be it's used by the council, by everything? I think we should add some considerations to that as a first step to the council to consider.
Yeah, this is Ken. I would think that the other council members, and maybe this will be something that our red team will ask of us, like, okay, tell me again why I'm doing all this, and yeah, we should have some good answers for that. So, I just added that to my notes. I'll try to reflect that in our summary as well.
Okay, we have reached 1 hour.
We sure have.
What's the plan for the future?
Does next week at this time work for everybody?
It will,
didn't work for some of us.
Let me just check, please.
2 a.m. in the morning, but that's okay.
2 a.m. for who?
For me, I'll be in Japan.
Oh, you're in Japan. You're in Japan next week. That's a tough time. Well, I mean, we don't have to do it at the same time, I don't think.
Well, I don't know because
for
I'm
me,
jet lag, so maybe I'm awake.
For me, it's good. It will be in Carnival in Brazil. You know.
Oh,
it's good. But I will not be in the Avenue. So
we do the meeting. We do the meeting in Rio. Don't change the time for me. I'll manage.
I think Glenn and Gisela, if they're still on the call, will be very happy because the calendar is getting quite crowded and it's hard to find spots to move. And we've got a good one, so if we can keep it, I'm sure they'll be thrilled.
No problem. I'll manage.
And that's a resource issue, isn't it? Just the calendar.
Yes.
And time zones.
Yeah. There is one element in my notes that we didn't talk about that I'm gonna pull out and summarize again. It was item 3 just before the rating, in which I talk about the management tools that I think could really help this GNSO world and even ICANN at large. And I've been talking about this also with my staff colleagues, and I think this team could really help. If this team could make that kind of recommendation to the GNSO Council in that, gosh, we really just don't have the tools, and the tools are available. So I'll stop there, and I'll say more about that between now and the and
sounds
the
like an easy recommendation to make. If we're not required to recommend specifically which tools.
I don't think we are, no. Okay, super. Well, thank you all, and thanks, Olga.
So you're sending us the our next items, and we keep on working in the list, and we meet again next Tuesday.
Yes, I won't be as late this time because I really struggled with the contest last time. I spent the entire week kind of just mulling these things over and trying to understand. And so anyway, I apologize.
I can't imagine why, Ken. We just almost totally reversed course.
Yeah, I know. This one will be much easier to do, and I'll get it done faster.
But just one final comment, and we'll probably have to explain this to the council, why did it take us so long for this simple solution. But I think what we went through, even though we ended up dumping something we spent a lot of time on, it's a lot easier for us to do that than having put the whole council through that and ending up where we did.
Yeah, there's an old saying, they also serve who serve as bad examples.
Hey.
Well, sorry.
Thanks, everybody.
Sorry, Ken, I gave you a hard time during the week of reading my paper.
Oh, no. Quite the contrary. It was very thought-provoking. But I think there are times, Jamie, where you have to go back and ask sort of fundamental questions. And it's easy to just get carried away, and we just go through the model and then through the exercises. And then you drop back and go, okay, now what, right? Like, whoa.
But
it was hard.
For instance, we saved the small group a lot of discussion by having this between us in the middle. Okay.
Yes, we did.
Bye-bye then, everybody.
Bye-bye,
everybody. Enjoy your carnival.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the snow, Ken.